Sixth graders discuss poetry for Shaniqua Harris. A student asks me, "Have you always lived on this planet?" I nod, scramble before the tardy bell to explain a poet's place in history. The third planet judges us by the quality of work. At 12, her arms are muscular from binders and books. I cannot explain that planet is derived from wanderer, and yes, I have been a weary sailor falling off the edge, an unloosened knot of limbs contrasting with the charcoal of outer space. I wasn't gone long. How do we stay here, a population residing on a ball that does not drop? I tell her that in ancient India, hemispheres were supported on the backs of four elephants, rotating through the seasons. Underneath their feet, a turtle with green legs amid blue water. The truth is prevalent. What two colors have always been together. 30 unplanned crayon drawings of sky and grass on classroom walls. There can be no human without earth, nor love without language. She meets my eye, patient, asks me now, "Have you ever written a love poem?"